and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You find it? John 3. Or in verse 3. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it come, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? So Nicodemus, at this time, you know, he's a great teacher, he's a wise man. People go to him for advice. And he goes to Jesus wondering, you know, how are you able to do these things, and what are the principles that are guiding your life? How can we get to where you are? Essentially to the revelation that Jesus is at. And he says you have to be born again. And Nicodemus has a hard time understanding this, but Jesus is saying that, you know, that which is born of the flesh is born of the flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is born in the Spirit. And he's thinking, you know, because he's struggling, that how can we be born again if, you know, you have to go back to our mother's womb. But for those who were here last week, who remember the lesson, how can we live again if we're already alive? What do we do there?
Read the Bible.
Say again?
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible, yes. But what was the, like, how do we, to be born again, how can we be born again if we're alive already? Anyone remember? No. Well, the answer is to die. We have to die. Our life has to die, and we have to be born again. We can't, even Brother Branham says, you know, in order for something to be born again, it has to die in the first place. So whatever life was living before, you know, has to be, you know, completely gone, and then a new life has to come out of that. Even the Bible says, you know, that he'll make you a new creature. You're a new creation when you're born again. And even Lazarus, when Lazarus died, and there's many people in the Bible who would, you know, die and resurrect. But, you know, Lazarus couldn't live again the first time because he was already alive. But when he was resurrected, then he could live again. You know, so Lazarus couldn't live again until he had passed and died. So in order to be born again, you can't be born again unless you die and then be reborn. You know, because you're born of the flesh the first time, but in order to be born again, you have to be born of the Spirit and then be a new creature in Christ. Part of the dying process is, like what Mercy's saying, reading the Bible and studying the Scriptures and recognizing what God wants for your life and letting your own desires die out and then filling yourself with what God wants and with the Spirit. And letting him cleanse you of all your bad habits, your bad desires, your bad traits, and truly just letting a new life live in you. But of course, you have to die. You can't stay who you are. You can't be who you are. You can't do whatever you want. This is where a lot of denominations get it wrong, because they'll try to just say, "Oh, well, you just, you know, do what you want," and you know, Christ knows that, you know, he knows your heart and all these things, but the Bible says, you know, that we're not to abide in sin after becoming believers. We're not to just believe and then just keep sinning and keep sinning and keep sinning and you know, trying to justify our lifestyle. But really, we need to, if we're having struggles and we keep having struggles and they keep perpetuating and they keep going on, we keep having cycles of sin, we need to have Christ come live in us and take those problems away from us. Once we have His Spirit living in us. But in order for Him to do that, we have to die. Our desires have to die. Whatever our sin is, whatever our problem is, whatever our troubles are, you know, in the spiritual sense, those have to die. And then we can take on His life and be what He wants us to be. And in the sermon, you must be born again. Brother Branham says, you know, reading the life of John the Baptist the other day when he said what he called them, you generation of vipers, why he was raised in the wilderness. See, he knowed what they was. Stomp your foot and they take cover. You generation of vipers. Also, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Tree vipers, axes. He taught on what he knowed. That's the way you learn God, by what you know. You see a pig and a lamb, there's nothing at all. You might wash that little old pig up and do everything you want, but he's still a pig. He's got to be reborn before he can be a lamb. So I touched on this last week where there's the pig and the lamb. And no matter how much you try to clean up the pig or try to dress up the pig or dignify the pig or whatever you try to do with the pig to make it look presentable, it's never going to be a lamb. It'll never be a lamb, no matter how much you try to work for it, you know, in ourselves, no matter how much we can try to be righteous, we can try to live a good life, but the Bible says that our righteousness is like filthy rags in God's sight. So we're not going to live a good life. We're not going to just be good people or do what we want to do or just think, oh, well, I'm doing enough, or I'm nice to people, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But if no matter, your righteousness is not worthy to God. Whatever it is you think is righteous, whatever as good of a life as you think you can live, it's only like filthy rags in God's eyes. So we have to just completely give up, you know, our old life and completely die out. Because the pig can never be a lamb unless it dies and is reborn as a lamb. It's never going to change into something else or something that it's not. And we are not going to change into something that we are not. And, you know, unless we die and then be reborn and surrender to Christ completely. So naturally we're all pigs, but God, and through that's why even being born again is such a miracle, because it's not who we are. It's not part of our nature. For God to give us a new nature, to make us a new creation, that in and of itself is such a miracle. Because if a pig were to die and then be reborn as a lamb, that would be supernatural, of course. And that is the same for us. Just our natural death and rebirth, you know, in our spirit and who we are, God changes who we are, changes our nature, and changes our desires. That is in and of itself is supernatural. So that we just have to be completely changed, and that's a miracle in and of itself. Because a pig, as Brother Bam's using this example, a pig could never be a lamb, no matter what you do to it. But it has to die and be reborn, and that's how it becomes a lamb. And the same is with us, with our nature. And Brother Bam goes on to say, shortcuts. Tonight they're out here, today they're going on, oh my, and tomorrow they want to preach Pentecostal people, letting them do that too. Yeah, they want a shortcut to heaven. Hallelujah. All I have to do is get down here and just don't think of nothing at all and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got on Elijah's garment. I'm going out tomorrow to cast out devils. Hallelujah. I got it. Praise God. Here I go. They want the shortcut to heaven, taking as much of the world as they can. You can't take any of it. There's no shortcuts. You come the way of Calvary. So Brother Bam is also touching on the denominational beliefs. Now, you know, religion is sometimes made, people sometimes will want to make their religion change to what they want. You know, they want the Bible to be what they want. So they interpret the Bible the way they want. They say things, they want to live in their sin. They want to keep doing what they do. And they don't really want to die out to themselves and live, you know, as a born again Christian. They don't really want to die out to their own desires. They want to keep doing what they do. They want to keep, you know, watching the things they watch. They want to keep saying, you know, bad things and all the different, you know, bad things that people do. They don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to pray. They don't want to dedicate their time and money to these things. So they make the Bible to fit around what they want their life to be. But that's what the denominations have done, where it's like, oh, they say, oh, well, you just do this and you got it. and nothing else matters, and you live your life how you want. But if you had that one time experience, then maybe good for life. But that's not how God works. It's that He lives in you, and you're continuously doing the things of God. Not that one day you shout in church and you got it, but it's that every day you're continuously living that life, that He changes your nature and makes you a new creation. And every day, like once you're, and that's the difference, is that it's not that, you know, you have an experience and then you go back to doing things of the world, and you have an experience, another experience next Sunday, and you go back to doing things of the world, and then, but it's truly, you're completely changed. Because a pig, once a pig is died and reborn as a lamb, it can never go back to being a pig. It doesn't even have the option to do that. That's not even a possibility at that point. Once a pig has truly died and been reborn as a lamb, there's no more pig in there. There's no more, this is just a lamb. So Brother Branham says they want to take a shortcut to heaven, taking as much of the world as they can. But he's saying you can't take any of it. There's no shortcuts. You come the way of Calvary. So there's no, that people want to, you know, claim the Holy Ghost or God or whatever, and then just take as much of the world as they can. But Brother Branham is saying you can't take any of it. Can't take even a little bit. As a lamb, you can't even be a little bit of a pig. There's no part of you that's a pig at all. It's not even possible that even a part of you is a pig, because you've been completely changed, and there's no option. You know, we can't choose what you are. Even in the state that we are, we can't, you know, choose what we want to be, or like, I want to be a goat, or I want to be this or that. You can't choose what you want to be. You are what you are. But once God changes you, you're in a new state, a new condition, where you also can't change what you are, but it's because you've died out completely to what you were before. So once you've died out completely to what you were before, and you become a new creation by God, then you're going to live that life, and you can never go back to that old life. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't go back. Even if a lamb wanted to go back to a pig, it couldn't do it. It's not an option. So it's just it's a complete change, a complete, you know, renewal of the spirit. It's a your death and a new life being born, a new creature, a new creation, as the Bible puts it. So you can't take any of the world, and sometimes we try to compromise. Sometimes we try to think that, oh, well, I go to church on Sundays and Wednesdays, and I read my Bible, but sometimes I just want to do my own thing, or sometimes I just want to be this, or. But the Bible calls us to more than that. The Bible calls us to perfection. The Bible calls us to live the life that Christ lived on earth. So in order for us to do those things, we can't keep holding on to parts of ourselves. We can't keep holding on to this little habit or that little habit or this little thing or that little show or that little movie or TV or whatever it is, or that little, you know, certain jokes or words we like to say. You know, we have to completely die out to what we want, to how we like to live our lives, to how we like to have fun, to how we like to, you know, do certain things, and we have to completely just surrender to Him, so that we won't even be the same person. Really, we'll just be Christ on earth, and you'll still be you, but you'll be a new creation, a new person. You know, the life in that lamb is the same life that was in that pig, but at the same time, it's a new life, because the old life of the pig is dead, but it's reborn as a lamb. So it's the same person, the same. Soul, you could say, but it's a completely different. It's just a completely different way of living, a completely different person, creature. You know, because even the different digestive systems and different biological functions of a pig and a lamb are so different that, you know, you could, once a pig changes from a lamb, it could even try to go do pig things, but its body won't react that way. The same way, you know, so there's certain foods that we don't eat. That, you know, maybe someone here is lactose intolerant and someone else is not. But if you were to change, you know, you couldn't go back to doing those things. Like, say, your body just wouldn't react the same. Like, when someone's lactose intolerant, when they have milk, their body just doesn't react to it the right way. So if you're a pig and you change to a lamb and you try to go back to doing pig things, you just won't even. It's not compatible with your lifestyle. It's not compatible with your new life that is in you. The life that is in you will reject those things. Even when Brother Wade talks about his testimony, about how he used to cuss and swear, and then, you know, he had an experience, and then one day a man called him, and he was almost about to say the word, but he just felt a supernatural, like a, I forget how he describes it, but it's like a breath. It just stopped him from saying that word. So the life that was in him just completely rejected that old lifestyle that he was about to like just to force a habit, is a slip of the tongue, about to say it, but that new life that was in him just pushed that out. It just completely rejected it. So the same with the new birth is with the pig and the lamb. Going back to those things is just your body's going to reject it. And the new creature that you are, the new life that you are, that's been born again, is going to reject the old things of the world. And there's certain things that you just won't be able to do because the new life that's in you won't allow you to. So it has to be a complete change, and you can't take any of the world. There's no compromise. There's no a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, it's just a complete change, and which is probably why a lot of denominations try to water it down, because it doesn't seem like an easy lifestyle to live, to give up all you know, to give up all that you love. And Jesus even calls in the New Testament that, you know, if you're not ready to give up, you know, your father, your mother, your brothers, your family, your life, your money, all those things, then you're not worthy to follow me. So he says those things when he's here on earth, and he says them much more through scripture, through all the people who wrote the Bible, that you have to give up everything. You have to completely surrender so that, you know, all your habits, all your desires, all your family, all those things, you know, no matter what happens, that you're following Christ, regardless of what happens in your life, regardless of how hard times get, regardless of how good things get, regardless of how many people in your family are following the message, regardless of how many people in your family aren't, or regardless of what's going on around you, there's a life inside you that is surrendered to Christ, and that, you know, no matter what, you won't be forsaken, you won't be forgotten, you won't turn your back on Christ. There's, like I said, there's not even an option once you're born again. It's not something being born again isn't something you can fall from. Once you have it, you have it, and you can't go back, even if you wanted to. So it's just a complete change, and that's probably why people try to water it down, because they can't quite get to that place. And in a way, you know, your life will condemn them. In a way, like you just living a Christian life before people, in a way, it condemns them, because a part of them knows that, you know, what they're doing is wrong, but they just feel like they can't live that life, so they try to water it down so that they can meet the standard. You know, there's a lot of times in some school curriculums where if a lot of students are failing, they'll lower the standards, or they'll try to, you know, like, oh, that's the failure rate is very high. It's a very difficult school. So, you know, instead of holding the same standard, they'll try and lower the standard so more students can kind of get in and more students can pass. But God's not that way. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if God has a standard, he's going to hold that standard no matter what. It's never going to change, and you just have to meet that standard. The churches have tried to water down that standard too, and that's why there's so many splits. Like, you see the Methodist church splitting with all the controversies there, people with the splits over homosexuality, the splits over this doctrine or that doctrine, the splits over all these different things. That's because the standard has been watered down. But if God has the same standard the whole time, God has never changed his standard. 2,000 years later, it could be 4,000 years, it could be 10,000 years later, God has never changed his standard. The standard has always remained the same. So the churches can try and water down the standard, but in all reality, we can't water down the standard. We have to meet the standard, because the standard has been set. This isn't, it's not like school where they can adjust. They can, well, okay, God's like, okay, well, a lot of people aren't going to make it. A lot of people can't, you know, they just can't get born again. They just, maybe I didn't give them enough tools, so I'll just lower the standard so that, you know, they can still drink on the weekends, and they can still do what they want, and they can still, you know, cuss every once in a while, and they can still make it. But no, God's never lowered his standard. God has always, since he was here on earth and died for our sins, he's required us to be perfect. He's required us to live the life that he lived. And that standard has not changed since then. So Brother Branham continues to say, "You come the way of the brass altar. You come the way of the brazen serpent. You die. You actually die. Oh God, why can't I say it right? You die, literally die to yourselves. You die to the things of the world. You are born anew. Amen. No world, the things of the world is dead. There's no shortcut, see? They want to come right quick. They don't want to grow. We grow in the Lord. It takes growth and experience." So being born again is a process. He said it takes growth and experience. It's not just going to come, you know, immediately right there, but it takes growth, it takes time, it takes you learning things, it takes you learning how to walk right and talk right and be a Christian and reading the Word every day so that those things will just fade away from your life. But Brother Branham, he's stressing, you have to die. You have to die. The things of the world, you have to die. And there's no shortcuts. There's no avenues, no pathway. You know, I remember a long time Brother Forney preached here. And I think he had a son-in-law or somebody asked him, like, you know, I don't feel like I can give my life all the way to God, but I also don't, I don't believe in, you know, I'm not a Satanist or I'm not going to worship the devil. He's saying, is there a place for, you know, in-between people like me? And Brother Forney was like, there is a place for in-between people, and it's hell. It's the same place that the unbelievers go, because you need to completely surrender to Christ. And of course, we don't believe here that, you know, you scare people to heaven, or that we don't believe that. But the reality is, you know, there's no halfway point. Like Brother Branham saying, there's no shortcuts. There's no in-between point for us to be. You either completely surrender or, you know, you're not born again. And that's the dichotomy there. So you just have to completely die out. You know, you're not going to make it trying to hold on to things, you know. You know, there's a lot of times where, like, the Jews in the New Testament and in many different, even recent times in certain countries where they're being, the Jews are being persecuted and exiled, but they always have to they have to know what's important to them, so they can at a moment's notice they can take what's important and leave, you know, or they know what they need when they're leaving or moving, or when you're going somewhere, or even when you just go on vacation, you know what to pack, you know what things you need and what things you don't. And you know, you can't bring everything with you. You can't hold on to all those things. You're not going to make the trip. You're just not going to make the trip. You're not going to be able to travel if you try to bring everything in your house with you. You have to know what's important, and you just bring those things with you. And what's important is the Word of God and His will. But if you try to carry all those other things, like, you know, like your old habits, or sometimes even old friends that'll lead you back into old habits, or, you know, maybe some old movies you used to watch that have a bad spirit on them, or those words you used to say, or the things you used to do, or bullying people, or whatever the case may be, whatever that vice is, whatever that unrighteous desire is, if you try to take that with you, you're not going to make the trip. You're just not going to get there. You're not going to be able to move the way God wants you to move. You're not going to be able to move efficiently or quickly enough, or it's going to weigh you down, and there's going to be all these different things. So you need to die and let go of all those things so that you can move and let God help you move in the way that He wants you to move, so that you can help others, or just to be a blessing, and just to be edifying to others, or even just to the cleansing of yourself and for your own benefit. So, in all these things, just know that we have to completely die out to Christ. We can't keep holding on to our own baggage. We can't pick and choose what we want. We can't take shortcuts. We can't take some of the world and then, you know, forget that part, but we have to completely die out. And as Brother Branham's saying, die, you have to die the things of the world and be born anew and have a completely new life in you. So God bless you. You're dismissed.